Farming the Sun. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It was a sort of a no-brainer to me. It looked so good on paper that, and it seems to be panning out that way now that it's in production.
Lauderdale County row crop farmer Bill Parker talking about his new solar panel system that went online this year to basically power his grain bin facility.
We're fixing to begin corn harvest, and we'll be coming in with wet corn. In other words, it needs drying. And we have a continuous dryer that will bring that grain to the moisture level that we need to store.
Parker has about 5,000 acres of corn and soybeans in Lauderdale and Haywood counties. He gets his power from Southwest Tennessee Electric. And when he figured the tax credits from solar power along with a USDA rural development grant, he figured the cost of putting in the system would pay off in some 3 to 5 years.
Soil conservation is a big motivation of mine. I like it and always have enjoyed that element of being a farmer, is trying to take care of our resources. So it just made sense to me to go this step with the solar.
Now, harvest is starting to pick up for the Parkers, and he says with his 200,000 bushel capacity grain bins, usually costs for those somewhere between $17,000 and $18,000 a year in electrical cost, and the new panels will cover that easily. But it's not cost effective for everyone. Philip Mullins is vice president of operations at Southwest Tennessee Electric, and he says only 25 solar units are in place right now in their service area.
So by the time you add all those things together, he's probably down in maybe the 3 to 5 year payback zone. Without the grant money and the tax incentives, then he is going to be in the 12 to 15 year range for payback.
Bill Parker, Farming the Sun in West Tennessee. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.